Hello, hello. I guess this is it. This is the beginning of an era. Welcome to the very first episode of the Red Lemon Show, brought to you by illustrator and writer, occasionally, Alex Mathers. And yes, it is pronounced Mathers and not Mathers. Some of you do get that wrong. But welcome aboard. Thank you for your time. Thank you for investing in this this brand new podcast with someone who doesn't tend to get their voice out there very much. I'm usually to be found tapping away behind a screen, writing articles for redlemonclub.com and Medium and other places, and also drawing as many pretty pictures as I can for places like Instagram and clients around the world. So this is it. This is the Red Lemon Show. Let me just describe the scene for you, where I am and what's happening here. So I'm sitting on my on my desk in my little apartment in Bangkok, Thailand. If I glance over to my right, I see that the rain is absolutely chucking it down. I can barely see out the window at the skyline that's normally there, but it's completely white now because the rains are coming down so thick and fast. It's monsoon season, so we tend to get lots of heavy rain for a good hour every day, which is nice as it cools things down a bit. It's very hot here, and that's something that I haven't yet properly psychologically dealt with, but I'm sort of getting there. But I've been here for 2 years, really just because I, as an illustrator and someone who only needs really a tablet and a laptop to do the work that I do, have taken advantage of being out here and doing client work across, you know, through the magic of the internet. And have, you know, I was actually going to pass through Thailand and go to Vietnam again, because I was there for a few months back in 2014 in Ho Chi Minh City. Loved it to bits, and really wanted to go back. And I was in London after that, and I decided, you know what, I've got itchy feet again. I want to go traveling. Want to combine travel with work again. So I went with the intention of going to Vietnam, passed through Thailand, thought, you know what, I might give Bangkok a little bit more of a chance. So I went on to Vietnam for a bit, and then I decided I'll go back to Bangkok, and I've been here ever since, much to the sadness of my mum, who misses me dearly. But here I am. It's still raining, and I'm just going to go for this. I haven't got a script, and if I'm talking too fast, please mention this in the comments or wherever you want to note this down. I'll bear that all in mind. I'm going to use this episode to give you more of an idea of who I am and why on earth you should listen to someone who claims to want to start a podcast called The Red Lemon Show. So let's do that. Let's talk about who I am in a little bit more detail, if you can bear with me, and then I'll talk a little bit about the kinds of stuff I want to cover in this podcast and why I think the podcasting platform is a really interesting opportunity for the kinds of stuff that I like to talk about. First of all, why the Red Lemon Show? Well, for those of you who don't know me from Red Lemon Club, it does sprout from that brand name, which I set up about 12 years ago. Red Lemon Club is a blog where I write about productivity, motivation, marketing, social media, anything to do with helping particularly creative professionals make more of an impact in the world find their voice and make use of their uniqueness in a way that is expressive and energetic and motivated, if that makes any sense. I mean, it tends to deviate quite a lot, and I've changed the slogan of the site many, many times, and I've written about a wide variety of stuff, but it tends to focus on the sort of self-development, productivity angle. At least that's what it's doing right now. So that's been going for about 12 years. The Red Lemon Show, I thought, would be a good idea because, I mean, in terms of branding, what Red Lemons really is about, and the reason I started Red Lemon Club in the first place was, and in terms of the name, Red Lemons is really, it's about standing out. It's about, you know, a fruit that is unusual. So it's about making the most of what makes us unusual, following our weird, and just kind of getting ourselves out there, which is what a lot of creatives sometimes have trouble with, and especially in terms of marketing. So Red Lemon Club was really focused on the sort of marketing angle, and it was a means actually to promote my very first ebook, which I decided to write when I was about 23, 24. I'm 33 now, and I wrote this book just over 10 years ago about all the stuff that I had been learning as a self-taught illustrator. in terms of marketing. And Red Lemon Club was going to be a very short-term blog to promote that book, but it's turned into a sort of lifelong passion project, if you will, and it's been lots and lots of fun. It's sort of, I've had my ups and downs with it. I've had moments where I've just sort of left the blog completely dead, and other times where I've been writing furiously with all these ideas that are coming out. And I just think it's about time that I came out with a new, like, I sort of diversified the content a bit into voice. It may very well turn into video, but I don't think I'm great on video. I think I'm better suited to talking like a maniac on a podcast, like I do so well when I've had a couple of coffees. So again, if I'm talking too fast and sort of mumbling a bit, then let me know. But my speaking style is probably hopefully going to improve as time goes on. But the plan is for me to get at least, I'm just going to make this up right now, at least 3 podcasts a week. So I'm going to go for it to a certain extent. This will mean that my writing will have to take a little bit of a backseat. Either that, or I'll have to work twice as hard. And I don't mind. I'm a bit of a workaholic. I want to make sure that I get a little bit of lifetime in there as well. But I'm really excited about this idea of a podcast. And it gives me an opportunity to get a little bit more intimate with all of you guys who follow, as well as find a way of connecting with some new folks as well. So let's go back into the sands of time then, in terms of who I am, right back to the early days. And so I was quite lucky growing up in terms of being able to see a lot of the world. My dad was a diplomat, and as a family, we'd follow him around, jumping from country to country, right from when I was born. And I was born in Denmark, lived there for a couple of years. I'm actually English, in case some of you are wondering, not Australian, from the UK. My mum is from Austria, actually. I'm half Austrian. My dad is from the UK. But I was born in Denmark, lived there for a little bit, jumped around loads of times. Me and my sister, my mum and my dad would go on various postings around the world. He'd be working for the Foreign Office. And we lived in places like Austria, London, Barbados, Jamaica. You jealous yet? Yeah. Sweden, lived in Iran, where our house got hit by a missile, which was interesting. And so that gave me a very early, unique introduction to various cultures around the world. And I was very fortunate. It was difficult on the other flip side, in terms of having to constantly leave friends and start fresh each time. But I think what happened through that experience was that I picked up the travel bug, and I always had that sense after like a year or two living in the same place of needing to move on somewhere. So that might have been where that was picked up. And we'll see whether that affects me living here in Thailand. For now, I'm pretty happy. So did a lot of moving about. Went to boarding school when I was 13, while my family was living in Sweden at the time. And the first year of boarding school in the UK was absolute hell. Hated every minute of it. Had to share a dorm with 11 other stinking blokes, and I shudder to sort of think back on it. Everyone bullied each other. We were all horrible to each other. The older boys bullied the younger guys, and the younger guys bullied each other, and it was just a miserable experience. Quite character building though, and I missed home dreadfully. I was homesick for the entire time. Very quiet, barely spoke. Everybody called me boring because I was so dull and quiet. And that really affected my confidence for sure. But it got better through the years, and I began to enjoy it towards the end, and started kind of doing impressions of the teachers and things like that, and making a bit more of a name for myself, so you could say. But that definitely contributed to a bit of sort of social anxiety through my years, and that's been something that I've been constantly working at, and still not entirely there yet. So that's why self-confidence and anxiety tends to be a focal point for the stuff that I write about, and it seems to be making a bit of an impact with my readers, because of my direct experience. I suppose that does help. And it's been a topic that I've been constantly thinking about how to address and how to fix. And I'm a hell of a lot better than I was. So that was boarding school. That was 5 years in a pretty posh UK boarding school. Mostly quite difficult, to be honest. And as I said, missed home. Then I got to about 18 and had to decide between, do I want to study geography or art at university? And I had enjoyed both subjects a lot. I loved art. I was always a drawer, always very good at art and good at, you know, sketching stuff. And the teachers were always like, wow, you're pretty good. And I also enjoyed geography a lot. I don't know. I was drawn to the study of volcanoes and earthquakes and that kind of stuff. And I always loved that. So I had to decide between the two. And because I thought art might be a little bit less sort of professional and I had fewer options, at least I assumed at the time I would have fewer options with what I could do with art going forward, I decided to take the sensible option and did geography at UCL in London for 3 years. And my recollection, I mean, my memory of it now is I can't remember much of what I learnt. I spent a lot of the time in the pub with my friends, a lot of beer involved, and I came out of it without much of an idea of what I could do with it. So I decided to do a master's degree in real estate. I had, up until that point, been enjoying various property programs like Grand Designs and Property Ladder with Sarah Beeny. I look back on those days with fondness, actually. But anyway, getting back to the point, I decided to do real estate. It was a part-time course which allowed me to work my first job in a property Estates Gazette. It was a sort of property magazine where you did loads of research, and I had to call up real estate companies every day and ask them for their stats on what they were building and stuff like that in London. But that gave me the opportunity to get back into art, which I had missed. I hadn't had any opportunity in the previous 4 years for doing any arty stuff, and I had been reading The 4-Hour Work Week, which I keep mentioning in various other podcasts, and you're probably sick to death of it, but the 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. I had read that and thought, wow, it is possible to make a passive income, earning money while you sleep with some value that you've put up on the web or something that people can buy or whatever it is. And I decided to make use of my illustration stuff. Well, to be honest, I didn't have any illustrations, but I decided to make use of a site called iStock Photo, which is a place where you can upload your art illustrations where people buy and they pay you royalties, and they can buy this, many thousands of people can theoretically buy the same piece over and over again. So I put loads of art on there, and I went through a very steep learning curve involving putting an illustration up, and I was using Adobe Illustrator at the time, and I'm not going to say it, but I did not pirate that copy, and I was using videos that I'd got online. So it was a completely self-taught process, and I had to submit those pieces through various inspectors on the site who would take a look at it, and I would get loads and loads of rejections. But I was so grateful now looking back on those rejections, because it really fine-tuned my working style. And not to mention the fact that when you put the stuff on the site to sell, you have people either buying it or not. And the stuff that tended to sell would give me direct, instant feedback about the kinds of illustrations that was commercially successful. So that was a really, really useful learning experience that got me from completely useless and out of the know about illustration into a fairly accomplished illustrator within a couple of years. I added about 350 illustrations, and it turned into quite a good move because it was paying for my rent in my London apartment at one point, which was pretty sweet. And it also started attracting various clients who found me through that site. And that's what gave me the confidence, I guess, to jump from my research job and just sort of say goodbye to the real estate, say goodbye to geography and everything else that had come before, and just jump headfirst into running my own illustration business. I hadn't really had any, I didn't have any savings. I just jumped into it, and the little income I was building from iStock really helped as well. And I just went for it. And over the next several years, I did okay. I got some decent clients, but I really had to learn very, very quickly again about what I should be doing to market my stuff to avoid those periods that I experienced so often of complete famine and being, you know, on the red line and not knowing when the next job would come and not knowing whether I'd be able to pay the next rental bill. So that meant I got pretty knowledgeable pretty quickly about how marketing worked and how to run a business. And thanks to, again, what I'd learned from that 4-hour work week book, it got me thinking about how I could make use of all those things that I was learning. So I decided to put together an ebook called 10 Steps to Powerful Self-Promotion for Creatives. Long title. And I made use, and then to sell it, I decided to set up a blog, and I called it Red Lemon Club out of the blue because it sounded kind of funky and fun. And I used that blog to gather a mailing list as quickly as I could, and I sold about 200 copies within a couple of weeks, which was pretty sweet, through that blog. But this was back in the day when blogging was still fairly, I mean, it wasn't brand new, but it was still, there weren't many other sites doing what I was doing, so it helped to be fairly new in that industry, the creative world and the marketing side. I was one of the first to do that, and so it was fairly easy to get people to jump on board with that. So that was a nice little success, and I've been running Red Lemon Club since then, really. So I've been doing a combination of illustration work for various clients. I've worked with the BBC, Kraft, Google. I had a stint with when I was living in Japan. I was working with Google Plus on their team for a little bit, which was a really cool experience. And I did work for, I mean, I've done loads of stuff, Saatchi & Saatchi, Mars, and so the list goes on. So I've continued to write for Red Lemon Club since then. That was around 2009 when I set Red Lemon Club up. And it's brought loads of opportunities from speaking gigs. I did a talk in Tokyo, and I've done talks for Off Festival in Barcelona and the AOI, Association of Illustrators in London, and stuff in Vietnam and all over the place. And it has introduced me to one-to-one coaching, and I've done everything I can to train my followers as well as I can. And for the last few years, I've taken a back seat from the coaching and have gone more into the writing. And I've really enjoyed the last couple of years of going quite deep and experimental into the writing side. but I guess there's going to be a bit of a change with this podcast layered onto the writing, and there's all kinds of things in the works still. I have a product coming out, a new planner that I'm really excited about introducing, and I have a shop that I'm about to release, and probably by the time you're listening to this, it's going to be already up there. And I'm just excited to keep expanding the Red Lemon Empire, really. I hope that I've given you enough there. I'm sure I'll have an opportunity to reveal tidbits about me in upcoming episodes, but that was a quick overview of how Red Lemon Club came to be and how I sort of started in, you know, geography of all places and ended up as an illustrator, and now much more of a full-time blogger. I do a bit of illustration stuff. I was lucky enough to make a really clever/stupid investment in bitcoins a while ago, so that's helped me put a lot more content out than I otherwise would have been able to. I think I would have been doing much more illustration stuff in the last year, so I'm really, really grateful for that, and I hope bloody bitcoin prices continue to go up. So that's helped a lot, and here I am, and I plan to do this at least 3 times a week. It might even be more than that. It might be less than that, but I hope that you guys are going to hold me accountable a little bit for getting these podcasts out. So in terms of what is going to be put out for content, tell me what you guys want for a start. Where I want to start is answering questions. I'm really excited to use this opportunity, this platform, to answer questions more directly and go into a little bit more depth with individual questions from individual subscribers and fans. And so that's going to be a focal point for sure. But I also want to use this as a chance to get other people on board, get a chance to chat with other creative minds and other entrepreneurs and anyone from any relevant field that is going to help Red Lemons, people like you and me, be able to better focus, stay motivated, market themselves better, run more efficient businesses, make more side income, all those things that help us thrive as creative people. And I think that's going to be exciting, because it's just, it can't just be me the whole time talking, because there is a limit to the amount of, I know, and the amount of experiences I've had. So I'm really excited to bring on various guests, and you are free to suggest names. Again, as I said, that the focus will be on ultimately it's self-development, but it also will go into a little bit more of the technical side and go a little bit more detailed for how we can push our businesses forward. And I've talked about all this stuff, so I'm repeating myself. So that's what I want to be going into. And as I said, this is all not scripted, and I haven't really got a crystal clear plan. I don't think it's wise to have too clear a plan for how things are going to develop with this show, because who knows, I will probably learn something interesting with every show that I do and change tack a little bit. Maybe it stays consistent, we'll see. A lot of the feedback I want to see from you guys, so that I can tweak and make this show the best it can be. But I know that I want to keep this going, and I'm really excited to see what you guys think, and let me know if you find my monotonous tones monotonous, or whether you actually like what you're hearing as well. So that's always useful. I know that I do I too often, and I need to work on that. But as I said, my speaking style should continually improve, and it'll be interesting when I have another dynamic with someone else to talk to opposite me as well. So that's going to be very exciting. I think I'm going to leave it there for this first episode, and in the next one I'm going to answer a specific question and see how long that goes on for, whether that only requires a few minutes or if it requires a longer show. Maybe I'll get someone in within the next week or two, some new guest, and again, let me know who you think are some good names. In the meantime, I would recommend you go over to redlemonclub.com and read the most recent article if you haven't already. The shop should be up by the time you hear this. If it's not, hold on. I will be giving out lots of interesting Red Lemon Club themed merchandise, and some of my prints are going to be put up on there. I'm going to be adding new products all the time, but the big one is the Book of Lift. Now you want to be thinking about this one. This is an interesting product. This is based on a blog post I put out about a year ago in 2017. I wrote a post about all the questions that I ask myself every morning before I start the day. These are questions that range from what are my longer term goals, what are my priority tasks that I need to do today, how am I going to start the day positively, who am I going to reach out to today to move my network forward a little bit, what am I going to do today to push myself out of my comfort zone. All these questions that narrow your focus down to the things that really matter, the things that will make the biggest difference in your life, and the things that will lead to the biggest results. These are all fine-tuned in this post, which I then turned into a book, and I've called it the Book of Lift. And I've added a few extra bits to it, like a note, like notes areas and calendars and stuff like that. That will be available soon, so keep your eye on that. I would love for you to take a look at it. I'm expecting some tweaks with that over time, but I think I'm pretty happy with the book in its current form. I've been using it for a little over 9 months now. I use it every morning, except on those days when I don't, when I'm really lazy and I just am not in the mood. But to be honest, whenever I have used it, it just channels my thinking right down. And this is a problem I've had for so long. It's like so many things I could do, so many cool, shiny things I could chase, so many videos I could watch, so many interesting new books to read. I mean, it's endless, and it's becoming more profound and more significant in the modern age. I think it's just so many things we could do, and just not having that focus and that ability to decide without feeling that you're making the wrong decision. The book will give you it in question form, so that you don't have to sort of double think. You just answer the question, get it done, and then at the end of the process, you have a list in front of you of all the things you need to be getting on with that day that matter the most to you. And it's all down to what matters to you. It's not anyone else's rules. It's your own sense of what brings you to life and what's going to move you forward most effectively. So I'm really excited about putting that book out. Book of Lift. I will give you the details about that in the next episode. Thank you guys for listening. Greetings from a humid and very wet Bangkok evening. I'm going to go now and get some food. Do make sure that you have subscribed to this podcast, wherever it is that you are listening from. This will be on a few different platforms. Like it if you can. Do all the sharey stuff. Make sure your friends know about this. If you enjoyed it, if you got something from this, make sure if you have a question for me, I am right here for you. I will read my emails, send them to alex@redlemonclub.com. Go to redlemonclub.com right now if you are not a subscriber to the email list, because the newsletter I put out will alert you of new articles that come out that you might find fulfilling and motivating. I know that many other people do. And it'll also be an opportunity for you to be notified of any new podcasts that come out, any shiny, nice, new, fun products that I'll be putting out. And I don't send that many emails out, so you will not be bombarded, but it's definitely worth being on there. Also, there's one other thing that I've just recently set up, which is a Slack chat forum for Red Lemon Club followers. So I have set up through the Slack app, which is a means to chat with other people on a kind of a nicely designed online forum. This is a place where I have gathered lots of creative minds and entrepreneurs and people. It's about 100 strong so far, but it's going to be growing. And the exciting thing is that it's split into different channels that will be dedicated to a different craft. So whether it be video making, writing, visual arts, productivity, marketing itself. There's even one for the blockchain. So we've got a blockchain channel where people are talking about the future of the cryptocurrencies and blockchain and how that can affect the creative industries. And it's really fascinating. But it's cool because you can talk to not only people in your own bubble, but people outside of your creative sphere as well. And they're all brought together there, which is really exciting. So go to redlemonclub.com/Slack. And you'll be able to sign up for that. I do go through all the applications to take a look, make sure that you aren't a complete nutcase. Okay, looking forward to seeing you there. And again, follow, like, and give me feedback. Looking forward to talking to you guys in the next one. See you later.